This is Radio Nepal, I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Prachanda holds discussion with Finance Minister and Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor. Two people die and property worth Rs. 5 million gutted in Pashtar fire. And Russia blames recent Ukrainian missile attacks on troops' phone use. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has held discussions with Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Paudel and Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor Mahaprasad Adhikari today. The discussions focused on the present economic situation, problems seen in the banking sector and topics needing immediate reforms. The Prime Minister's private secretariat informed in the discussions held at the Prime Minister's official residence at Balwatar today, Prime Minister Dahal showed his concern over the recent problems and challenges seen in the banking sector. The Prime Minister suggested revising the monetary policy for reducing the interest rate and addressing the liquidity problem and also to take other necessary initiatives. Likewise, Prime Minister Dahal urged seeking ways to minimize the impact on the people due to the challenges seen in the economy, stopping issuing loans in unproductive sectors and informing and making people aware of the status of the economy. The Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry, the Confederation of Nepalese Industries, Nepal Chamber of Commerce, among other private sector, trade and business organizations had, during meetings with the Prime Minister and Finance Minister, calling for stabilizing the interest rate and increasing the capital expenditure. Two people die and two others sustained injuries in a fire incident that occurred at Fidim Municipality 5, Kumaunitar, this morning. The Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office, Hari Khatiwara, informed that the fire engulfed the house of Meg Bahadur Gurung, a local, at 1:35 a.m. today. Gurung's daughter-in-law, Asang Singh Thebe, is 23, and daughter, Mamata Gurung, aged 22, died in the incident. DSP Khatiwara added Meg Bahadur and Bijendra Gurung sustained minor injuries, while three others narrowly escaped the fire incident. The fire had completely destroyed the house with straw, grains, jewellery and other belongings. Police said the fire had caused an estimated loss of 5 million rupees. According to the preliminary study by the police, the short circuit might have caused the fire. As many as 25 police personnel were mobilized to take the fire under control. Locals and police doused the fire 3 hours after the incident. Madhya Province's biggest party, CPN-UML Parliamentary Party, has picked Saroj Yadav as its leader. The Madhya Province Party Committee of the CPN-UML selected Yadav as the leader in the meeting of the Parliamentary Party held in Janakpur yesterday. Leader of CPN-UML, Som Prasad Sharma, informed since there were many candidates eyeing the post, the province committee was assigned to pick Yadav as the leader. Yadav, who is also a central committee member of CPN-UML, was elected province assembly member from Mahottari constituency number 4-1. The CPN-UML has 23 seats in the 107-member province assembly and is the largest party in Madhya province. At least 25 people were injured in a serial attack by a rabid dog in different places in Ichhakamana rural municipality. A rabid dog had gone rampage in Masgaon, Nagdaha, Thap and Chisapani at ward number 3 of the municipality. The dog had attacked pedestrians and those working at home. According to the vice chairperson of the rural municipality, Maya Silwal, the rabid dog had attacked and injured 25 people in the interval of 2 hours. 20 of the injured were treated at Kurintar Health Post, while 5 critically injured are undergoing treatment at Bharatpur Hospital. Silwal further shared that after the incident, the rural municipality took control and killed the rabid dog and sent it for the test. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Russia has said a New Year missile attack that killed at least 89 Russian soldiers happened because troops were using their mobile phones. Ukraine hit a college for conscripts in Makiva in the occupied Donetsk area shortly after midnight on the 1st of January. While the people While the number of people killed is unverified, it is the largest death toll acknowledged by Russia in the war. Russia said that at midnight local time on New Year's Day, six rockets were fired from a U.S.-made HIMARS rocket system at a vocational college, two of which were shot down. The vocational college was packed with conscripts at the time, men who were among the 300,000 called up in President Vladimir Putin's partial mobilization in September. Ammunition was also being stored close to the site, which was reduced to rubble. For the first time in nearly a century, the United States House of Representatives has failed to elect a speaker in the first rounds of voting, as Republican Kevin McCarthy fell short of securing a majority in the chamber to succeed Democrat Nancy Pelosi. McCarthy was not able to overcome opposition within his caucus in the three rounds of voting on Tuesday before the legislators voted to adjourn the House's first meeting. Republicans narrowly won control of the chamber in November's midterm elections, but several right-wing legislators in McCarthy's own party have refused to back him for the speakership. Legislators will reconvene today and hold subsequent votes until a candidate for the speakership wins a majority. The House will remain effectively non-functional without a new speaker. Temperatures for January have reached an all-time high in a number of nations across Europe. National records have fallen in eight countries and regional records in another three. The mild European weather comes as North America faces more severe storms days after a deadly winter cold snap left more than 60 people dead. Heavy snow and freezing rain have been forecast for parts of the northern Midwest America, while severe thunderstorms and tornadoes are expected in Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Louisiana. But on the European side of the Atlantic, the weather has been balmy for many places at the start of the year. Heat waves have become more frequent, more intense, and last longer because of human-induced climate change. The world has already warmed by about 1.1 degrees Celsius since the industrial era began, and temperatures will keep rising unless governments and around the world make steep cuts to emissions. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Gandaki and Karnali province and mainly fair in the rest of the country, with possibility of light snowfall at one or two places of the western high mountainous region today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of province number 1 and mainly fair in the rest of the country, with possibility of light snowfall at one or two places of eastern high mountainous region. At present, there is a general influence of western low-pressure system over the country. According to the recent updates, the Kathmandu Valley recorded a minimum temperature of 4.6 degrees Celsius and a maximum of 17 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Prachanda holds discussion with Finance Minister and Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor. Two people die and property worth 5 million rupees gutted in Pasthar fire. And Russia blames recent Ukrainian missile attacks on troops' phone use. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.